2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hey, everyone, say hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
We're waving at the Zoom room. This smooth move, Nate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Nate.
Yeah, look at that.
Nate, show us your butt on the Zoom room cam.
No, don't.
Yeah. No, don't.
No, not your bear. No, I just, no. Come on, Nate.
All right, anyway, this is the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. We've got Brody sitting on the couch where he's planning on vacationing for 2 weeks. And there's Garrett looking like he hasn't bathed today or he's worked out. One or the other.
Both.
You look a little dewy, but that's good. It's kind of sexy. And there's Froggy in his guest bedroom. And there's Straight Nate, who almost showed us his bum. There's the beautiful and talented and lovely Gandhi. Hi, Gandhi.
Oh, hi. I like that. Thanks.
And there's Scary, who's in a quandary. We'll get to that in a minute. And there's Danielle, the love of my life. Hi, my sister.
Hello, dear.
And Scotty B is on Grindr.
He doesn't know he can't hear us, and he doesn't realize that we're watching him.
Yep.
I love that.
I love it.
A young guy, 21 years old. Anyway, so we do have vacation coming up next week, and Scary had plans, and they were dashed. And now he has no plans whatsoever. What are you going to do?
Well, I have a 2 weeks to do absolutely nothing because now it looks like the states that I wanted to travel to are all states that don't want me to, you know, I can't come home to New York because I have to quarantine for 14 days when I get back.
Right.
Because New York, yes, and New Jersey and Connecticut all said, hey, if you go to these 9 states, when you come back, you got to sit home. So now those states exactly were Texas because I want to go to Austin, Florida. I had like 5 places in Florida I wanted to go. So now I'm
I have an idea.
Oh, in South Charleston. I wanted to go to.
Hilton Head.
South Carolina. Yeah, I want to go to South Carolina. So they don't want me. So I'm absolutely.
Okay. Calm down, Mary. It's going to be okay. I think South Carolina is a safe state, though, right? I think we're okay with them.
No, that's on the list. Their numbers are going up as well.
Okay. Yeah. Here's an idea. You have 2 weeks, which is 14 days, basically. You have 16 days, including the weekends. You could actually fly to any of those states for the day and then fly home and quarantine for the rest of the vacation.
You could. That's
problem
a good idea.
Solved.
Perfect.
Do it.
Yep.
It sounds like an awful idea. But then I'm like, let's go on a road trip. But then I have got no one to go on a road trip with. My girlfriend
Brody
wants no part of doing
yeah
anything.
Yeah.
You know, well, she wasn't part of anything, you know.
Brody, yeah, I have an idea. Okay, hey, Chatty Cathy, hold on. I've got a great idea.
Yeah.
Scary and Brody, or Brody and Scary, it's Brooklyn Boys on the road. Will you take it on the road, and you take your Brooklyn-ish ways to little towns? What do you think, Brody?
Froggy, what do you think?
I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to go well. Now, only if there's a camera crew that's going to record it 24/7, then I think it's a fabulous idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I mean,
I think problem, what did the any of those little towns do to deserve Brody and Scary or Scary and Brody descending upon them?
Anybody who's ever been in a car with Scary knows there's two problems. If he drives, he drives like a maniac. And if he doesn't drive, he constantly tells you what shortcuts to take and how to drive and where to drive.
Right.
He does.
He is a backseat driver.
He does it to Uber drivers.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. Yes.
See, I like getting in a car and somebody driving like a bigger asshole than I do. I think that's great because then I'm like, I love the way this guy drives.
Oh, Froggy Scary.
What was it, Nate?
I actually finally know what it's like to be Scary because I was planning on going to Charleston with my fiance. We were going to rent a house, and now we can't go. So nobody wants me. I got money. I can't spend it. I can't go anywhere.
Hey, I finally Scary, know you go and stay in Nate's house, and Nate, you go stay in Scary's house. Yeah, it's a vacation.
Does it sound fun?
I'm not staying in
you guys,
apartment. There's any fleshlights
you guys
all
over can
the place.
Go. How Scary, come nobody wants to go all over north? The place?
I'm assuming.
Yeah, there is north. There's upstate New York. It's fabulous.
Yeah,
you go up to
Massachusetts
the
and Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine. They're all
Vermont,
safe.
Vermont makes you quarantine as well.
Oh, they do?
Okay, well,
yeah, 14 days.
From New York?
No, Vermont.
Yeah. Oh, F them. New Hampshire's better.
No, don't say that. No, we love it. We love them all.
We love Vermont.
There's so many rules this time around, and I have
yes,
to
there are.
Find well, out. It's like a puzzle to see who doesn't want me, who doesn't want me back. Where do I have to get temperature checks when I enter the state? And forget about flying on a plane. That's out of
yeah. Out My of favorites are the states that say we will be at the borders looking at your license plates.
Yep.
Which oh yeah.
I find that very intriguing. But I don't know. Can they really enforce these self-imposed quarantines?
Well, what they do is, and I know this being in Florida, is that what they do is when they see your out-of-state tag, they stop you. They ask you where you've been. It's all on based on you being honest. And then when you go, they say, well, wherever you're going, you need to quarantine for 2 weeks. They give you paperwork. They want you to understand that. And then you go. But it's on the honesty system that you will do what they're asking you to do. They can't make you. They're not jailing you.
That's the problem.
Right.
Because there's no one honest on vacation.
No. I trust everybody.
Oh, no.
I think everybody's being honest.
No, they're not.
They're going to
they put a big stamp
legs.
On your forehead that says quarantine.
Well, I will tell you. Yeah, you have a big Q on your forehead. I'm going someplace. I'm not telling anyone where I'm going. It's no one's business. I'm just going to, by in the stealth of night, I'm not going to do anything illegal or unethical. I'm just going to just keep it to myself. I think that's really the important way to travel these days. You got to be, it has to be dark outside. You cannot travel in sunshine.
Are you going to wear a disguise? Are you going to wear a disguise, Elvis?
Yes. No, it'll be so dark. You won't be able to tell who I am. I'm good.
Can I ask what everybody was going to do for this vacation 4 months ago? Because I was planning on going to Italy. I was going to do the same trip that Froggy did. I was so excited.
Yep.
I can't even tell you how excited I was. I've never been to Italy.
You would have been in Corfu, Greece today, Nate.
What's that?
Yep. You would have been in Corfu, Greece today.
See?
Oh.
I was so excited for this trip and couldn't go. I mean, what was everybody else supposed to
do? You will go. Yeah, what were you supposed to do? Gandhi, were you going to the Himalayas? What were you going to do?
I was supposed to be going to Hawaii with my whole family and my sister's boyfriend and my boyfriend. Not happening.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's okay. It'll happen in the future.
Okay.
But Danielle, you're doing what you planned on doing. You're right on track.
Yeah, mine didn't change because Jersey Shore is my summer and I love it. So I was planning on going down the Jersey Shore and I'm still going down the Jersey Shore. So thank you that hasn't changed.
See, there's something to be said for vacationioning in your own home state.
Yep. Right,
there's no fuss, no muss. You're welcome. You're welcome in your own home.
Yes. So there you thank you, New Jersey.
Yeah. Froggy, I know you guys, you're going to be traveling around, right?
But yeah, we are, but that was not our original plan. Our original plan was to go to Rome. We were supposed to go to Rome and go to Barcelona, but that's not happening. So instead, we traded Rome and Barcelona for Hilton Head and Charleston.
There you go.
It's a big difference.
Totally the same.
But I think this is like such a great time because we always say like the United States is an amazing country and has every climate. You can really do all of the things that we do other places. There's a lot of it here, and now's our chance to explore. So it's not the worst.
Yeah.
No. Not if they don't want you.
And I'm going to see. Actually, I'm going to see Gandhi on vacation.
Yep.
Ooh.
We're going to be in the same place at the same time. Yep.
Nice. So, Garrett, are you and the family going anywhere? And what were you planning on doing?
Allie and I were going to go to Oregon to wine country for my brother-in-law's surprise birthday party, and that had to get canceled.
That's supposed to be great, too.
Yeah, so all the family pretty much had to cancel trips. But the thing is, like, Oregon's shut down, but the airline's still running. So right now I'm in the midst of trying to get my money back from the airlines. They're like, oh, we'll give you a 90-day credit. But we found a lake in the Poconos, and we're going to go hang out at a lake. We figured a lake is better than a beach.
Yeah. There you go. So, Brody.
Yeah.
Were you planning on doing anything?
No.
Yeah.
Not.
Yep. We're planning on going on a cruise, so that didn't work out very well.
Oh, no, Brody.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you have that big couch.
Yeah.
It's nice. It goes all the way around. It's an L shape. This is nice.
I got a question.
And it's all inclusive. I have food and liquor. I have whatever I need.
What's going on behind you? That's something different today, Brody. There's something going on in your background.
What are you talking about? This is my bar. I have this all the time. Oh.
We went from trophies to a surfboard to a bar.
I got a bottle of vodka here. Might as well pour myself some. Hold on.
You don't even drink.
That's done.
Hey, Brody.
You don't drink.
Tequila.
What are you doing?
Is that your man cave?
Yeah, today it's my bar. You know, yesterday was my surf hut.
Brody, do your wife and kids come down there, or is that just your man cave?
No, this is where I just sit and drink all day. This is my place. You know me.
I love that.
You guys, I
know what they say about vacation. You can just start drinking and take a trip and never leave the farm. You're gonna.
Yeah,
be
I got Tito's. I got tequila. Whatever you guys need, I'm here. So come on over.
All right.
All right.
Well,
but don't.
Okay, so
don't
look. Everyone deserves a vacation. Everyone deserves to. You know, whatever. But, you know, be hopeful, be positive, and understand good days are ahead. You will go to Italy. You will go to Rome. You will go to Greece. You will go to Oregon. You will go to Hawaii with your family. Daniel will still continue to go to the shore, and that's fine. And Scary will find some sort of party at a W hotel somewhere. It's going to be okay. Yeah.
Can I point something out? Okay, we know Scary is the king of shameless plugs, not a sponsor. What has he been doing this entire time?
Scary, you turd.
What?
He's been holding up his friggin' Dunkin' cup.
With the way, with the logo facing
Scary,
the camera.
Scary, are you Scary? Yeah. What are you doing, dude?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you do too.
That's exactly what you're doing.
Dude, no, wait, does Scary... goose nozzle.
Does Scary have the Dunkin' account? Is that, do you?
Yes, he does.
Scary, you know what?
Scary.
We all love Dunkin'. I mean, we all love Dunkin', but what? The fact that you're sneak ass rolling around with your cup on here, that's not fair.
Have you seen America's Got Talent? Have you seen American Idol? They have the cups in front of them.
Yeah, but they're not holding it up in front of their face.
Talent.
Nobody
don't
holds
do it.
A cup like this for 15 minutes.
And he never took a sip. He never took a sip.
Here, I'm going to do it like this.
Oh, by the way.
I love my sip.
Hold on.
I don't have anything.
I'd like to thank my friends at Virgil's Barbecue. Right there.
Yeah,
I like
Scary,
Mark's
you're
a lot.
On they're America my, they're a my favorite.
Yeah,
Mark's a lot's my favorite marker.
Yeah.
If I could get free tickets to the Met game right there.
Use my lips.
I like the Yeti cooler myself. The Yeti cooler is great.
Yeah, the Safe and Fair birthday cake popcorn's great.
Oh, hey, hang on a second.
So good.
Hold on.
Who doesn't love the Jets?
Hey, Nate.
Who doesn't love the miracle foot repair? It's fantastic.
Could use a free satellite radio.
Scary, stop it. What? If we catch you doing that again, we're kicking you off the Zoom room.
You know, Purell has saved my life during the pandemic. Let me tell you a little about my Purell here.
Wow. All right. This is just,
seriously, that ever, was such a douche move.
Have you ever been to Canyon Ranch? Canyon Ranch is beautiful.
I heard it's beautiful.
If you're going to buy a gun, make sure it's a Nerf gun.
Hey, Gandhi, thank you for the Butter Chardonnay.
Butter Chardonnay in the cool yellow bottle found at your closest liquor store.
Frog, how are we doing, Frog?
Oh, we got 2 minutes left. If you're going to watch TV, I say you watch DirecTV. I mean, why not?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Gandhi, no. Do you have your NARS lip pencil? I love my NARS lip pencil.
I like Xfinity. Xfinity is my favorite TV.
And my TV of choice would be a Samsung. I don't know about yours.
And I called Gandhi, you all this morning on my new iPhone.
Oh, iPhones are fabulous.
I have my Poland Spring.
The best water ever.
Hey, Producer Sam said it's pizza night. Try pizza night wine.
Yes!
When you go to Italy, stay in the Hotel Daniele. They'll even let you steal the key.
I can't believe you stole the key from Daniele.
I know.
That cost $250,
by the way.
Hey,
wait, can I just point something out? Well, hold on. How much did it cost on that key? You lost your deposit?
$250.
Wow, man.
Oh my God.
Show everyone... Nate, show them your coffee. Wait till you see how much little coffee he adds to his milk, basically. Look at that.
Is that a white cup or is that a clear cup?
Scotty asked them
milk.
To put cream in it, and they put six creams in there.
That's how I roll.
I can't even taste the coffee.
Well, that's too sweet.
Hey, Nate, you were not wearing a hat about 4 minutes ago.
No, I wasn't until Pardo's Perky Peanuts.
You guys are all fucked up.
So in the Zoom room, we're all here, and Scotty B can't hear us, so he just starts putting up random items in his room. He's going, what are you guys doing? He can't hear. All he does is see us.
I don't know about you, but when I wear sportswear, I wear Nike sportswear.
Of course you do.
And I worked out my Under Armour today.
When it's time to take a cruise again,
yep, Norwegian Cruise Line.
There you go. All right, I guess we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Have a beautiful day. Oh my gosh, have a beautiful vacation, everyone. Love you.
Love you.
15-Minute Morning Show.